NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Friday, February 9. We've got a massive goddamn show. It's a trade deadline show. It's huge. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, One Heart, the Durong Guys NBA podcast. I'm here currently in Larry Arma Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. That's right, man, just out here repping Straya, talking NBA junk on your favorite daily NBA podcast. What do you reckon, mate?
What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, nah, it's not bad, eh? All right, man, let's do it. Trade deadline day. We're wrapping all the trades from yesterday. It's our trade deadline winners and losers, including the Cavs kicking most of their team to the curb, including a former MVP and a finals MVP. Oh, Jesus. Also, we'll break down all those trades, wrap all the games from last night, including a corker. Oh, absolute bloody ripper, mate. Between Boston and Washington, there's all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, it's better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do, we check in every Australian NBA player, see how they're going, and it's Friday! TGIF, am I right? So we've got our Luke Longley All-Stars, a dickhead of the week that's actually a legend of the week. And, of course, we preview every single damn NBA game for the entire weekend. There's like 25 games. We're talking about all of them. And we'll finish up with a brand new Cooking with Bainesy. No time to spare. Let's get to it. NBA Australia, we're going to be kicking it off right now. Yeah! G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is the Daily Whip Around. Let's do it. As we do every day, we start off with the Daily Whip Around. Come on. There you go. Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of news yesterday. What do you reckon? A little bit of stuff happened in the NBA. We got trades. We had massive ones. So let's wrap all of them up, shall we? That sounds about right. Let's do it. All right, so the big ones. The Cavs ship out most of their fucking team. The Cavs, the Kings, and the Jazz. The first one, let's do it. Cavs, they get George Hill and Rodney Hood. Oh, not bad. A point guard, a shooting guard. The Kings get Joe Johnson from the Jazz. They get Iman Shumpert from the Cavs, and they get a 2020 second round pick from Cleveland. The Jazz, the Utah Jazzers over there, they get Jay Crowder and Derrick Rose. Oh, Jesus, there goes an MVP. Man, Cavs just cleared out the decks, huh? The idea behind this is Rose will be waived and probably picked up by the old T-Wolves over there. Cavs get the best players in the deal, George Hill and Rodney Hood, and the Jazz love them some Jay Crowder, huh? Interesting. But then, before that, as we mentioned on this here program yesterday, breaking news on the old NBA Australia, man, we had the Cavs-Lakers trade. Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr. going to Cleveland in exchange for Channing Frye, Isaiah fucking Thomas, and the Cavs 2018 first-round pick. So, what do you reckon about this one? Well, the Cavs get the younger players who might play more than, I don't know, zero fucking defense. Jesus. Clarkson is 25. Nance is 25. Clarkson's averaging 15 on 44.8% shooting from the field. That's, I don't know, about 15% better than Isaiah Thomas at the moment. Oh, Larry Nance. He's 9-7 in 22 minutes a game. I fucking love him, so gonna dunk all over everybody. Right, what do you reckon? So there you go. Thomas and Frye in their first round are out for Clarkson and Nance. Oh, but the Cavs weren't done there. No, they sent D-Wade back to Miami for a protected 2024 second round pick. Man, we get to see Miami, like D-Wade in those Miami Vice uniforms now. He's coming home, baby. Nice one. So there you go. Cavs get rid of Jay Crowder, Iman Shumpert, Derrick Rose, Channing Frye, Isaiah Thomas, and D-Wade. All in one fucking day. Kobe Altman, the GM, just like, fucking get rid of everybody, bro. LeBron's like, yo, I need all these motherfuckers gone. Kobe's like, all right, dude, I'm on it. Nice one. Good job, Cavs. So we'll break that down in just a second. We're going to go through all the moves. Mavs, Knicks, Nuggets. Oh, the Mavs. They get Doug McDermott from the Knicks. The Knicks get Emmanuel Mudiay from the Nuggets. The Nuggets get Devin Harris from the Mavs and a second round pick. And the Knicks also get a second round pick. I like this, right? Pretty tight for the Knicks. They get a look at Mudiay, see if he's any good. Mavs, they get a young shooter. Denver get a veteran point guard who can kind of play off the ball even if he doesn't play any defense. Not bad. Orlando, Phoenix. Oh, the Magic send Alfred Payton to the Suns for a second round pick. Oh, Jesus. Just saying, if that's all you can get for Peyton, maybe you shouldn't be a GM in the NBA. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Memphis, Detroit. Oh, shit. Pistons get James Ennis. Grizz get Bryce Johnson in a second-round pick. This is pretty nuts because Ennis is good. Oh, how about Bulls, Blazers, Bulls? They get Noah Vonleh. That's right. Number 9 pick from the NBA draft 3 years ago, Noah Vonleh. And cash. The Blazers receive the rights to Milikan Rakovic. Because, look, anytime you get a dude named Milikan Rakovic, you just got to do it, bro. This was so the Blazers could duck under the luxury tax, eh? Bulls, Detroit, Willie Reed goes to the Bulls in exchange for Jimmy Nelson. Stan Van Gundy gets his Jameer back. That's nice. Hawks and Heat, Luke Babbitt goes back to the Heat for Okaro White, who was waived. Sure, why not? Kings, Raps. Oh, the Raptors sent Bruno Caboclo. That's right, he was 2 years away from being 2 years away 4 years ago. Oh, Jesus. And the Raptors get Malachi Richardson. He's actually not that bad. Pretty bananas. And then Nets, Pelicans, finally. The Nets receive Dante Cunningham in exchange for Rashad Vaughn. He goes to the Pelicans. He was there for one game in Brooklyn after they picked him up in the Tyler Zeller trade with Milwaukee. Ooh-wee! That'd be pretty handy for the old Nets, I reckon. So, let's do it. What do you reckon? Should we do some winners and losers? I reckon we should. So, let's get to the winners first. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me. Can we get a shot of me?
Well, the winner is actually Woj, isn't it? Holy shit. So let's run through some winners. Woj dropping his old Padawan shams like he's fucking prime Mike Tyson. The old left-right good night with so many Woj bombs yesterday. Remember, if you come at the king, you best not miss. Woj, clear winner. Other clear winners, Cavs. Oh, they're still not good enough to beat Golden State. But at least they cleared out the morass and given themselves a bit of a puncher's chance in the East, right? And sort of they also kept the next pick. That's a huge win. They dropped their average age for their entire team by 2 years. That's fucking phenomenal. They get rid of D-Wade, who's playing no defense. They get rid of D-Rose, who was playing no defense. They get rid of Isaiah Thomas, who was playing no defense. They get rid of fucking Channing Frye, who was playing no defense, even though he's a great locker room dude and I love him. They get rid of Jay Crowder, who was playing like shit. This is a great win for the Cavs. I mean, fuck, even if the other guys are like a collective just plus, I think that's a win, right? Other winners, D-Wade, he gets to leave that Cleveland winter for Miami. Shit, yes, yeah, son. I'd do that in a fucking second. Oh, not bad. It's like going from Adelaide to the fucking Goldie, mate. Lakers, they're a winner. They clear cap room for next year. Oh, man. This is hilarious as well. Look, everyone's like, oh, mate, wouldn't it be just so ironic, like if Cleveland helped the Lakers clear all that like cap space and then LeBron went to the Lakers anyway? That'd be super ironic. It's like, yeah, I mean, I guess it would be, but you know what, if LeBron wanted to go the Lakers anyway, they would have moved fucking heaven and earth and like it would have gotten done regardless. But still, Lakers still come out a winner, you know, cleared a bit of that cap space, see how they go. Pistons, they're a winner. I like these little moves that SVG's done around the edges after that big Blake trade, right? Like James Ennis is a great little pickup. Underrated 3-and-D guy. And Jimmy Nelson, I mean, sure. You got like another backup point guard with Ish Smith. You never know when Reggie Jackson's coming back. And Jimmy Nelson, SVG, tight. Other winners, Golden State Warriors, the Houston Rockets, the Celtics, and the Toronto Raptors. The top 4 seeds in the entire NBA. They're so good they didn't have to do shit. That's a fucking win. I mean, the Raps even just picked up fucking Malachi Richardson for literally nothing. That's a win. Holy shit. And finally, the last winner, all of us NBA fans, mate, NBA Twitter, it was fucking lit as hell yesterday. I was walking the fucking dog. I'm like, all right, we're going to do this fucking yesterday's podcast. I'm going to take the dog out while for just a little bit. And then it just started popping off. It's like, oh, fuck, D-Wade's being traded as well. Oh, it's fun as shit. So if you weren't following along, mate, you can like follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're always on top of this shit. It's fun as hell. All right, not bad. So there you go. There's some winners. Is there anyone else that you can think of? What do you reckon? What do you reckon? The Heat. I mean, they get D-Wade back. That's pretty fun. The Suns, I reckon, are a bit of a winner. They're sending out a second-round pick from Memphis, which is this year, so it'll probably be like the 33 pick. But they get Alfred fucking Payton, the number 10 pick like 3 years ago, who can put up fucking triple-doubles in his sleep. So getting him for nothing just to give him a bit of a run next to Devin Booker and see how that looks? That's a bit of a win. So there you go. There's another one. Not bad. Not bad. All right, let's get to the losers, shall we?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
Loser.
Loser. Awesome. Let's get to the losers. The Kings, the Sacramento Kings, they're always fucking losers, man. Nothing, they get nothing good back for George Hill. How does that even fucking happen, mate? I mean, come on, man. They had to waive the 13th pick in the 2016 draft. Papa John's over there. he's the big pizza man. Papa Giannis. Papa Giannis. Giorgio Papa Giannis gets waived. The Kings get fuck all back for George Hill, who is a good player. I don't know, man. What the fuck are they doing ever? It's a good question. Best of luck to you, Kings, I guess. I mean, you get a first-round pick, sure. But still, man, that is just... Isn't it just gross? Ugh, I don't know what the fuck Vlade... Vlade is like fucking two sheets to the old window there, just going, eh, it's good, don't worry, thread George Hill, it's fine, it's fine. Nice one. So Sacramento Kings, yep, losers. Memphis, oh, great. Now, you didn't trade Tyreke Evans. What the fuck do you do next, you morons? Re-sign him to a bigger deal next year? What the fuck is that? That's so dumb. Why don't you just get rid of him for basically literally go, all right, fuck it. You know, we're not going to be precious about this. And this is the problem with something like that's happened in Memphis. They're like, oh, well, we were asking for a first-round pick, so we can't just take a second-round pick for him. People are going to think we're pushovers. Get the fuck out of here, man. Just take what you can get. You're going to hamstring yourselves next year if you just let him walk for nothing. At least you would have gotten something out of this. And if you re-sign him next year, now you're fucking stuck with Tyreke Evans. What the fuck, Memphis? Ah, oh, so dumb. Other losers. OKC, the Thunder. Oh, Jesus. How do you not get Avery Bradley? Oh, we didn't want to give up Alex Sabrinas and Terrence Ferguson for Avery Bradley. Oh, you didn't want to give up, like, two shitbirds for one of the better defenders in the league? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Keeping yourselves in a league defensive team isn't a priority? That just seems like some weird fucking Sam Presti second-guessing himself, right? Like, we wouldn't have been able to afford Avery next year. Well, you don't know what fucking Avery would have cost next year. No one's got fucking cap space. No one who's, like, at the edge of, like, competing would have been like, oh, actually, we're a bad team, so how about we sign Avery Bradley to a fucking deal that are priced out OKC? That's so fucking dumb. Going at this backwards. And you know what? I don't fucking care what it costs next year. You're billionaires, motherfuckers. You run OKC. You got all this oil money. You take my fucking Sonics. You shit the bed on the Harden Westbrook Durant era. Three MVPs on one team. You fuck it up. Now you're chasing your tail. Fuck yous. Sucked in, mate. Sucked in. If you had Russell Westbrook, Avery Bradley, Paul George, Melo, and Steven Adams, you can't tell me that doesn't give you a fucking puncher's chance against Golden State in the fucking playoffs. Oh, but we've got Abrines and T-Ferg for, like, in the future? Get the fuck out of here. Okay, so you're fucked up. Timberwolves fans, also losers. Oh, because when Tibbs starts giving Derrick Rose minutes over Tyus Jones, y'all gonna be pissed. And the big loser from yesterday. The little guy. It's sad, isn't it? Isaiah Thomas goes from MVP candidate to traded twice in 8 months. Busted ass hip. Trying to give his all, but I don't know, man. You can't go in there and talk shit and not expect this to happen, huh? All right, let's get to the game wraps as well. Some games happened last night. We'll get to some more trade stuff in the NRs and whatnot. Let's do the games, the game previews. The game wraps. Yeah, the game wraps. Thursday night, what happened? Oh, the Hawks lost to the Magic. There's a surprise. Magic win 100-98. That's right, man. The two worst teams in the East. Who gives a fuck? I mean, John Collins was good. He had 9 and 12 and 2 blocks. Super Mario over there. He had 9 points, 10 rebounds. Fournier had 22, 3 and 3. But, I mean, whatever. Hawks, Magic. It's just fucking lottery seeding at this point. Raps kick the shit out of the Knicks. Let the tank begin! No Zinger, no Cantor, he's out with oral surgery. No Big Willie because they traded him. No Dougie McBuckets because they traded him. So you know what that meant for the Knicks? Super cool bees, baby! 21 points, 7 rebounds for Michael Beasley. I love him. The king of New York. The next best for the Knicks was Trey fucking Burke, who was out of the NBA like 2 weeks ago. So that kind of tells you all that you need to know about the Knicks. Raps had 7 dudes in double figures, up 11.5, cruise to the win. 18 and 10 for my name is Jonas Valanciunas. And the Raps, man, they just you know, fucking nipping right at the heels of the Celtics there. Oh, speaking of the Celtics, they beat the Wizards in overtime in Washington. This was amazing. There was a Let's Go Celtics chant in Washington. Fucking raucous. Kyrie and Jaylen Brown get the Celtics through in overtime. Probably shouldn't have even been there. They were up 8 in the fourth with about 3.5 minutes to go. And nearly lost it like 3 different fucking times. Because the Wiz, man, they were led by Otto. I like to get Blotto Porter. Yeah, 27 points, 11 rebounds. Brad Beal, though. Oh, it's like, oh man, we don't even need your more, man. We've won like fucking 6 straight without that motherfucker. And then Brad Beal goes out there, takes 27 shots and scores 18 points. Ugh, gross. Tomas Satoransky looked good too as well, 14-4-4. But they eventually lose. Celtics, Kyrie ends up with 23 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Goes 9 of 19 in his second game back. On you, Kyrie. That's some Australian pride right there, bro. Jaylen Brown dunking all over the top of some motherfuckers. 18 points, 4-3 for Jaylen. Looking good, man. And first game for Greg Monroe for the Celtics. Moose. 5 points, 6 rebounds, 22 assists, 2 steals in 20 minutes. Looking good. Missed a couple of free throws, which makes you a bit, oh, fuck. Can this guy hit free throws? I can't remember. Bit dubious. But anyway, Celtics win. Hornets go into Blazers and lose 109-103 in the second back-to-back overtime game. Not bad, man. Not bad. So that was good. The Nick Batum return game. Kemba, I didn't get traded to the Cavs. Walker puts up 40 in this one. Unbelievable. A 40-piece. That's his third 40-point game in the past month, averaging 31.6 points over his last 5. I love him, but he's still a flog and not an all-star over Ben Simmons. Get the fuck out of here. We'll talk about that later. I'll tell you that much. 17 points, 6 rebounds for Frank the Tank. I mean, sure. Why not? Fuck Dwight Howard had 7 points, 15 rebounds. And from our man PDX Pete, fuck Dwight Howard is big. That's very true. He is a big fucking unit. Blazers, Nurk smashed. Yes, his balls in beer. Hello. 24 points, 14 rebounds, 4 blocks. He's after the trade deadline. I go smash now, yes? That's right, Nurk. Nurk smashed. Dame had 18 on 22. CJ had 22 on 18. Not bad. CJ also had the ICER. As PDX Pete said, CJ, absolute fucking murderer. A little floater in the lane with 30 seconds left in OT. CJ won it. Nice one. So that was good. Blazers needed to win that too. The Hornets are shit. Blazers fucking struggling there in the bottom half of the Western Conference playoff picture. They're now in 6 at 30-25. They need wins like that to keep ahead of Denver and New Orleans and, you know, the charging Clippers and Jazz. So good job, Blazers. All right, Mavs at Warriors. Oh, gross. It's the old reverse of the we believe, but no one can believe in these shitty, shitty Mavs. Warriors 121-103. Dennis Smith Jr., the rookie. Oh, your future dunk comp champ, maybe. He leads the Mavs with 22. Dirk has 16 and 11. 11 rebounds for Dirk. What the fuck's going on? He also had 4 steals. Unbelievable. For the Warriors, the coward Kevin Durant. He had 24 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Not bad. 20 points, 8 assists for the dork, Steph Curry. And 18 for Clay. Sure. Draymond out there as well. Got his teeth, got his fucking mouth fixed. A bit of oral surgery for the old Dre. Not bad. Yeah, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 blocks as well. Not bad. Good job, Warriors. Taking care of business. And then the final game last night, Lakers smashed the Thunder. This was unbelievable as well, mate. Lakers 106-81. No Rusty. He had a bit of an ankle injury, they reckon. No Melo. Lakers win by 20 fucking 5. That's 8 straight at home for the Lakers. Paul George tried to carry the Thunder for a game. Couldn't. 29 points on 25 shots. 9 rebounds. Everyone else was shit for the Thunder. Oh, geez. Reckon they had a big night the night before. Oh, yeah. Just out on the tins, man. T-Ferg. Didn't trade him for Avery Bradley. Dude went 0 of 5. Brutal. Oh, no. We couldn't possibly trade him for Avery Bradley. Alex Abrines is minus 24. Yeah, I don't know if Avery Bradley would have helped. What do you reckon? Lakers, oh, 20 for the notorious KCP, 19 points, 6 assists for Ingram. Randall, 17 points, 6 rebounds, not bad, good team effort, so much hustle. Really, really good defense as well from the get-go, just a lot of fucking energy, even without Clarkson and Larry Nance. So, fascinating to see how Isaiah Thomas fits in with this and when Lonzo comes back. So, fascinating, there you go, that's all the games wrap, that's all the trades wrap. We're going to keep talking, we're going to keep doing stuff. Let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's a knife.
Kobe fucking Altman, my man. The Celtics, the Cleveland GM. Holy moly, man. It's no one on the court last night, but this dude turned Isaiah Thomas, D. Wade, Iman Shumpert, Channing Frye, Jay Crowder, and Derrick Rose, and the 24 pick in this draft, into George Hill, Rodney Hood, Larry Nance Jr., and Jordan Clarkson. Got rid of all the old shit, dude's not playing D, and went, oi, get the fuck out of here. That's awesome. Unreal. And if LeBron leaves next year, you rebuild, whatever. You've still got the Nets pick. You've got Rodney Hood that you could sign to another contract. See how you go. You do have the Jordan Clarkson money, but still, you've also got Larry Nance Jr. You've also got George Hill. I love it. That's good. I reckon you've got a better shot now, easily, at getting out of the East than you fucking possibly did beforehand. So, Kobe Altman, that's a fucking knife, mate.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
I mean, the old mate, no mates. That's the flip side of this. Who's got no mates today? Isaiah Thomas in Cleveland. Holy shit. Plays 15 games in Cleveland, averages 14.7 points, 4.5 assists, 2 rebounds in 27 minutes, and no fucking defense. Like, he got 15 games to get over that hip. Sure. He's going to look shit. I get it. He's injured. But also, mate, that was horrible fucking defense. I reckon what did him in was the clips of his defense against basically anyone in the last sort of like, what, 2-3 weeks, where they're just like, oh, so he just, like, against the Magic, he literally just, like, stepped out of the way and let the dude get a layup. It's like, Isaiah, don't know if that's going to, like, go well against the Celtics in the conference finals. I get that you're hurt and you're making a business decision, but at the same time, man, you can't then be all pissy about dudes, like, backing out of the, like, not having each other's backs when you're doing this sort of shit. Come on, man. That's just brutal. So, sorry, my man. Love your guts. Hope you get healthy and kick some ass in Lakerland. But today, Isaiah Thomas, in Cleveland, you are, old mate, no mates. All right, who's better than Lonzo Ball today? Let's find out.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Young for everybody. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball last night. Oh, it was his Laker teammate again, Kyle Kuzma. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks in a big win over the Thunder. Great job, Kuz. Lonzo is on the bench cheering everybody on. That's nice. Hopefully he's back soon, so we've actually got something to compare everybody else to. Nice one. Let's get to the Yeah Nahs right after this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, Brew, and you're listening to NBA Street, Cheer, Brew.
All right, y'all ready? It's NBA story. Yeah, Nahs, let's do it. We take 3 NBA storylines and decide whether there's more yeah or more nah. Number one, do the Cavs have much more of a better shot at coming out of the East?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, way fucking better. You kidding me? They were just like, they all hated each other. D-Wade wasn't fucking helping things. You know, he's out there jacking a million shots, being shit, playing no defense. Same thing with Isaiah Thomas. And what I kind of like about this is that it also clears up a bunch of spots. They get rid of 6 dudes, they bring 4 back. It means you have to tighten up your rotation, give everybody more of a clear kind of role, a clear-cut role and a position in the hierarchy. It's like, just fucking surround LeBron with shooting and defense, and that's all you fucking need. Like, that's all we've always known. Just do that, shooting and defense, and you're fine. Just put that all around LeBron, you're probably going to get close to a title. So the Cavs did that. And I think, man, like, puts them right back in the conversation with with Boston and Toronto to come out of the East. I love it. Good job. Smart. Love it. Number two, did Portland fuck up by doing nothing except for ducking the tax with the Vonleh deal?
Yeah, nah.
They didn't fuck up because they were hamstrung by the fact that they couldn't move any of those big-ass contracts like Evan Turner, Myers Leonard, or even Mo Harkless because they done fucked up prior. It's hard to fix your fuck-ups very quickly, and Portland just fucking discovered that, huh? It's a rough one. Number three, will the Lakers get 2 max free agents with all that cap space they freed up by moving Jeremy Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr.?
Yeah, nah!
Nah! Ooh, I don't think so. This is a tough one. I just can't see it, especially with Lonzo not being an ass kicker or healthy this year. I just can't see LeBron, like, not rolling it out one more year with the Cavs and like seeing how the George Hill, Rodney Hood stuff rolls. Instead, like going to start from scratch with the Lakers with like Paul George, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, and Randall. I don't know, man. I just can't feel it. And what do you reckon? It's just weird, right? I just can't see it happening. All right. There you go. That was some nice. Let's get to.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Now this might not be an unpopular opinion of the day, considering it's NBA Australia, but bro, get fucked. Kemba Walker deserved to be named an All-Star over Ben Simmons. Yeah, nah. Fuck off. That is bullshit with that anti-Australian bias. Big Ben Simmons. You can't even use that bullshit fucking excuse that Goran Dragic got, where it's like, oh, but bro, the Heat have won more games. Like, that means he's more important to his team. Well, I don't give a fuck about that when it comes to All-Stars, you dipshit. I reckon Big Ben Simmons is out there fucking smashing. And you're out there talking shit. So Simo is out there. He's averaging 17 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Kemba's at 22 points, fucking 4.5 assists, and fucking 2 rebounds. Shooting 8% less from the field. Get the fuck out of here. Kemba Walker deserves to be an All-Star. And everyone's like, oh, but Simo will make it at some point in his fucking the rest of his career. I don't give a fuck. He's been good. This year, he's been better than Kemba Walker. Like, fuck the rest of these arguments. It's bullshit. Done. Fuck that. Fuck off. Ben Simmons should be an All-Star, not Kemba Walker, not fucking Goran Dragic. Just saying. Get the hell out of here. All right. It's Friday. So, it'd usually be our dickhead of the week. Oh, but look, after all that negativity, how about we change it out for dickhead of the week and we give out a dead set legend of the week instead? Yes, let's bring the good vibes. That's the way NBA Australia. That goes to our boy, the Honourable Tim Watts, Federal Member of Parliament for Gellibrand, man. The Western Burbs of Melbourne. He stood up in Australian Federal Parliament. That's where all the big boys and girls go, instead of the fucking local state bullshit. Took a page out of the NBA Australia's hat and bemoaned the fact there was anti-Australian bias in the NBA, with Big Ben Simmons being overlooked for that absolute flog Goran Dragic. He took it to Parliament! He dropped an NBA Australia reference in anti-Australian bias. Unbelievable. And he's also out there dropping Simpsons references. Not bad at all. Love a bit of that. Pretty great. He also stood up for Aussies everywhere and acknowledging how our legendary multicultural background has meant a golden age of Australian NBA talent. That and that Ben Simmons was bloody well shafted by the NBA. And I don't care that I'm in the US, I'm voting Honourable Tim Watts as bloody PM. He can get on the blower to fucking Adam Silver over here. Go, look, I'm going to give every fucking American the boot if you don't make him a fucking All-Star. Anyway, good on you, Tim Watts. You're a dead set legend of the week on NBA Australia. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch, shall we? Right after this one. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. Yeah, you are. It's NBA Australia. Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons plays the Pelicans tonight. Clips on Saturday. Nice one. Patty Mills, he's got the Warriors on Saturday. That's a big game. Joe Ingles, Jingler. He's home for the Hornets on Friday at the Blazers on Sunday. Hot Streak Joe, don't forget that. They're fucking shredding at the moment, the Jazz. Dele. Oh, we've got a bit of a checkup on Dele. He's rehabbing his knee, his ankle as fucking hard as a little boy can. Oh, he's tweeting out, working on getting my bounce back. He's looking good in these videos. Yeah, they're smashing, mate. Just working hard. Wouldn't expect anything less from the King of Maryborough, first of his name, Smasher of Tins. How about Thon McCur? So Bucks are on a Florida road trip this weekend. They play Miami on Friday, Orlando on Saturday. Give him hell, Thon. Give him hell. How about Bangers Baines? Oh, he actually played last night. That's right, man. We actually got an NBA player playing last night. Bangers played the Wiz. He had 14 minutes played. Yeah, played 14, had 2 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Was a +6, just filled it up, just smashing. On your Bangers. They play the Pacers tonight and the Cavs on Sunday. Not bad. Celtics are now 28-12 when Bane starts. Just out there smashing, bro. Andrew Bogut, no team yet, sitting on the couch asking dudes on Twitter if League Pass sucks this much all the time or not. Answer is, yeah, depends on who you're listening to. Mango Matthew still hanging out down with there with the Greensboro Swarm. We'll check in on him next week. And how about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Son of Cecil? Yes, he is, but he's coming back after the All-Star break. Keep an eye on that one. And Kyrie, the final part of the Australian Player Watch. Melbourne-born Kyrie Irving played the Wiz last night. 28 points. Scored over 25 in all of his last 6. Out there smashing, mate. The Celtics, as mentioned, in Bangers. They've got Pacers on Friday, Cavs on Sunday. So, it's Friday as well, and very quickly, let's add to our Luke Longley All-Stars. Very, very quickly, what do you reckon? Role players who knew their role and played it to perfection. this week, adding to the Luke Longley All-Star role players who played their role to perfection Memorial Hall of Fame, is PJ Brown, the 2008 Celtics version of PJ Brown. Mostly for two games that he played in the playoffs. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semis against the Cavs. He scored 10 points, had 6 rebounds, hit all 4 of his shots, didn't miss anything. Hit a key jumper with less than 2 minutes left in the game, basically to seal, or at least like give the Celtics enough of a breather. And they went on to win and beat the Cavs 97-92, and then went on to win the title. It was also unreal in the game 1 of the finals against the Lakers. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Came out of nowhere and just added that toughness and professionalism to the Celtics that they needed after the trade deadline. They just brought him out of retirement and went, hey, PJ, do you want to come get a title with us? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, guys. And he really, really fucking added that role-playing mental fucking toughness and was like ballsiness that the Celtics definitely needed, especially when their big baby Dave is fucking crying on the bench. So good job, PJ Brown, and welcome to the Luke Longley All-Stars Hall of Fame. Let's do it. All right. Coming up right after this one, we're going to do all the game previews for the entire weekend. Let's do it. G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya. Yeah, you are. Let's do it. NBA Straya. Oh, it's the Patty Mills Game Day Bull or Game Day Inspiration Board. Patty, what are you doing, mate? Oh, not much. He just tweeted out Tiago Splitter's amazing YouTube video, where it's basically him drinking coffee with Patty Mills, Tiago Splitter. Well, Patty Mills drinking coffee with Tiago Splitter. Tiago also drinking coffee with Boris and Manu. Pretty good, man. Go check it. It's awesome. Very fun. Go check it out. Check it. Let's get to the game previews for the weekend. Game previews. Massive weekend. Some fun games. Friday night, we got Clips at Pistons. Oh, shit! It's the Blake Bowl! That's right, man. Blake just got traded from the Clips to the Pistons, and now they're playing each other. That's fucking awesome! Pelicans, give me the Pistons in that. Blake just keeps on fucking rolling. They'll be 6-0, I reckon, after they got him. They're just rolling. They're 5-0 since they got him. It'll be 6-0 soon. Pelicans at Sixers. Oh, Anthony Davis versus Embiid. A couple of unicorns. And Big Simo in there smashing too. I reckon the Sixers win that. No problems at home. Cavs at Hawks. The New York Cavs against the worst team in the East. That's handy. Give the Cavs a bit of a chance to work into it. Cavs might surprise them here a little. I mean, the Hawks might surprise them a little bit here, but I think the Cavs still win. Pacers at Celtics. Tasty. This might be a first-round playoff preview. You never know. Yeah. Close enough. Anyway. Victor versus Kyrie. That'd be fun. Celtics on a back-to-back. Maybe give me the Pacers. I reckon they surprise them in Boston. Bucks at Heat. D-Wade back. Nice. Greg freaking a dunk in his ass so hard his wife gonna need to lick that baby clean. Aw, yeah. Bucks win. Nugs at Rockets. Nugs unveil their new addition, Devin Harris. Sure. Rockets win. No problems over the Nugs, I reckon, at home. That'd be fun, though. They'll both score about 140. Hornets at Jazz. Hornets on a back-to-back versus the Jingler. Jazz on their 7-game winning streak. I reckon they win that. Wolves at Bulls. Oh, it's the return of Tibbs. It's the return of Jimmy Butler. It's the return of Taj Gibson. It's the return of Aaron Brooks. It's the return of Derrick Rose. It's the return of Jamal Crawford. Yes, that's right. Basically, Tibbs took all the Bulls to the Wolves. Don't forget that. That'll be fun. This is going to be crazy in Chicago tonight as well. Give me the Wolves, though. I think they ride that and win. Blazers at Kings. Oh my god. Blazers on a back-to-back, though. It's against the Kings, who are a fucking shit show. Waving Giorgio Papagiannis. Waving him after they realized he wasn't Giannis's papa. What do you reckon? Give me the Blazers on a back-to-back. Saturday, Pelicans at Nets. We're going to go to this one. Check it out. See how AD and Mirotic work together in person. Dante Cunningham just came from the Pelicans to the Nets. Might be able to give him some inside goss, eh? Nice one. Give me the... I reckon the Nets snap their losing streak. Bucks at Magic. Greek Freak versus the Freaks. Oh, geez. Bucks win. Clips at Sixers. Simo and Embiid versus Lou Williams and DJ. Sure, why not? Sixers. Bit of a winning streak there, I reckon. Clips, bit of a swoon after their additions. Wiz at Bulls. Emotional. Emotional back-to-back for the Bulls. I reckon the Wiz win that one then in Chicago. Lakers at Mavs. Oh, I remember when this used to be a playoff matchup. Phil Jackson quit after his team gave up against the old Mavs there. Remember that? That was fun. I reckon the Lakers win that too. They're smashing. And then Saturday night, Spurs Warriors. Nice. The champs versus the team that was up on them 22 by before Kawhi got hurt. Yeah, not bad. Give me the Warriors. The Spurs just don't have enough, I think, to hang with them at the moment. I just wish Kawhi was back, huh? That's weird. He's played 9 games since that game in the Western Conference Finals. That's fucking bananas, right? All due to, like, different injuries. So weird. Give me the Warriors. Nuggs at Suns. Joker takes on this joke of a Suns team. Nuggs smash him. Alfred Payton just made every barber in Phoenix a bunch richer as well, huh? Gotta get that hair done, son. Sunday, Raps at Hornets at 1 o'clock. Hornets on their 3rd game in 4 days. Put all your money on the Raps. Pistons at Hawks. Blake era. Pistons stay undefeated. Yeah, you know it. Cavs at Celtics. How good is it we get this straight after the trade deadline? That's unfucking real. Especially we get to lose our minds now as well because the Celtics are going to kill the Cavs here. Meanwhile, they got 3/4 of a new team and have been there for 2 days. So looking forward to the overreaction to the Cavs-Celtics game when the Celtics win. Knicks at Pacers. Oh, poor Knicks fans. I mean, at least you get to watch super cool Bees and Moutier the rest of the season, huh? Pacers win that one. Mavs at Rockets. It's a Texas showdown. Pow! Rockets will kill the Mavs. Kings at Wolves. Oh, those cute little Kings. At least they've turned everything over to the Aaron Fox, huh? Which is, you know, what they should have done at the start instead of turning George Hill into, what, the 24th pick in the fucking draft this year? Brutal. Wolves will smash them. Grizz at Thunder. Thunder need a get right game, and the Grizz should probably change their name to the Memphis Get Right Games at the moment. Thunder win that one. Jazz at Blazers. And this is actually one of the better games of the weekend. This is pretty important, pretty tasty. Donovan fucking Mitchell versus Dame, the Jingler versus CJ, Nurk versus Gobert. This is like playoff seeding head-to-head implications. I love it. The Jazz are currently in 10th. Blazers are in 6th, but there's only 4 games between the two of them. That's fucking great. So that is an awesome weekend, man. 24 games, going to punch a bunch of them. We'll report back from the Pelicans-Nets game on Saturday as well and let you know how it's all going. Might even have some stuff up on Facey from it. What do you reckon, bro? And you know what? That's it, man. That's it for another week of NBA Straight Up. That was a huge trade week. Oh, so much shit went down. It was fun as hell. Thanks for sticking with us. We're back on Monday for more ridiculousness. Meanwhile, follow us on Twitter and Facey for all the usual great stuff you expect from NBA Australia. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They got their new single, Stop, out now at the moment, and it's an absolute fucking corker, mate. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green Green Green, Iowa Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so you should as well. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. And you know what? Stick around for Cooking with Bainesy. That'll be it. We're going to finish up with our new segment, Cooking with Bainesy. Aaron Baines is going to teach you how to cook spag bol. Nice one. That's it. Thanks so much for a great week. Thanks for all the feedback throughout the week as well. Remember, send any questions to NBA Australia. You want me to cover anything off it specifically? Fuck, I'll do it at the drop of a hat, man. Hit us up via your Twitter, Facebook, all that good shit. And you know what? We'll be back on Monday, ready and raring for a new week of NBA Australia. In the meantime, that's it from NBA Australia. We'll catch us next week. Later, Hosen.
Cooking with Bainesy is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
It's Cooking with Bainesy.
G'day. Welcome to Cooking with Bainesy. I'm your host, Aaron Bangers Baines. In this here episode, we're going to do an old Italian Aussie favourite and cook up some bloody spag bol, eh? So, this is me famous tried and true blue Aussie recipe. You get a bunch of mince, just plain old bloody mince from your butcher. Probably about $6.99 a kilo should be about right now. Put your water on to boil. Bang your spaghetti in there while she's boiling. And then chop up an onion. Bang it in your other thing with some oil and garlic and a bit of chili. And there you go. Smell fucking bonza. Now, bloody well, put your mince in there. Cook her up. Bang a bit of salt and pepper in there. And what you can do here, if you want to be fancy, is throw a little tin of that tomato paste in there, but only if you're fancy. Now cover that bugger with your big tin of crushed tomatoes, and you know, a bit of cab sauv if you've got some. 1 cup for the spag bol, 3.5 cups for you. Nice one, Bainesy. All right, so give it a bit of a stir, and there you go. Look, sprinkle a bit of the old oregano on top. And then just get your old spag just all drained, dump her on top, serve her up, shred a bit of cheese on there, and voila. Bob's your bloody uncle. An absolute bloody ripper of a spag bol that the whole family can enjoy. All right, how easy was that? Tune in next week for me Banger's Burger Recipe on the next episode of Cooking with Bainesy.